Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Peduqei, Accounts of Week 23, First Aliyah. Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Ur of the tribe of Judah, made everything the Lord commanded Moses. Exodus 38, verse 22. Who was Bezalel? The Eternal chose Bezalel to manage the works of the tabernacle. His name means, in the shadow of the Mighty One. Bezalel's grandfather was Ur, the one who stood on the mount with Aaron, holding Moshe's hands during the war against Amalek. Exodus 17, verses 10 through 12. Ur's father was Caleb, 1 Chronicles 2, 19-20, one of the two spies who refused to speak ill of the promised land and survived the evil generation's death sentence. Bezalel was a young man with no experience in life. The Talmud, Sanhedrin 69b, shows how his age can be calculated, and he concludes that he was only 13 years old when he built the tabernacle. This also teaches us, on the one hand, that parents' good deeds benefit their descendants for several generations. On the other hand, it shows us that the Eternal can take a 13-year-old boy and grant him such wisdom that he becomes able to work with a great variety of materials and crafts of different sorts, and be able to guide and teach others to collaborate with him in such a wonderful endeavor. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29, it is written, "But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. Blessed be the Eternal for his wonderful works in the sons of man." Shalom.